Exodus chapter 13. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine." And Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand Yahweh brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came you out in the month of Abib. And it shall be, when Yahweh shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and in the 7th day shall be a feast to Yahweh. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with you, neither shall there be leaven seen with you in all your quarters. And you shall show your son in that day, saying, 'This is done because of that which Yahweh did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt.' And it shall be for a sign to you upon your hand, and for a memorial between your eyes, that Yahweh's law may be in your mouth, for with a strong hand has Yahweh brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season from year to year. And it shall be, when Yahweh shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and to your fathers, and shall give it you. That you shall set apart unto Yahweh all that opens the womb, and every firstborn that comes from a beast which you have, the males shall be Yahweh's. And every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you shall not redeem it, then you shall break his neck, and all the firstborn of man among your children shall you redeem. And it shall be, when your son asks you in time to come, saying, 'What is this?' that you shall say to him, 'By strength of hand Yahweh brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage.' And it came to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that Yahweh slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to Yahweh all that opens the womb, being males, but all the firstborn of my children I redeem. And it shall be for a token upon your hand, and for frontlets between your eyes, for by strength of hand Yahweh brought us forth out of Egypt. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, 'Lest perhaps the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt.' But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up armed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, 'God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away from here with you.' And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham at the edge of the wilderness. And Yahweh went before them in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people." Exodus chapter 14. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before Pihiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon, before it shall you encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, 'They are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in.' And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honoured upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am Yahweh." And they did so. And it was told to the king of Egypt that the people fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen, and his army, and overtook them by encamping by the sea beside Pihahiroth, before Baal-zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto Yahweh, and they said to Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell you in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, Fear you not, stand still, and see the salvation of Yahweh, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more for ever. Yahweh shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And Yahweh said to Moses, Why cry you to me? Speak to the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift you up your rod, and stretch your hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honour upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Yahweh, when I have gotten me honour upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God which went before the camp of Israel removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yahweh caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning, watch, Yahweh looked to the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for Yahweh fights for them against the Egyptians. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And Yahweh overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus Yahweh saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which Yahweh did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared Yahweh and believed Yahweh and his servant Moses. Exodus chapter 15. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto Yahweh, and spoke, saying, I will sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. Yah is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. Yahweh is a man of war. Yahweh is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host has he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Your right hand, O Yahweh, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Yahweh, has dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of your excellency, you have overthrown them that rose up against you. You sent forth your wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. You did blow with your wind, the sea covered them, they sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto you, O Yahweh, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You in your mercy have led forth the people which you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength unto your holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed, the mighty men of Moab. Trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of your arm, they shall be as still as a stone, till your people pass over, O Yahweh, till the people pass over which you have purchased. You shall bring them in, and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Yahweh, which you have made for you to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. Yahweh shall reign for ever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And Yahweh brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing you to Yahweh, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? And he cried unto Yahweh, and Yahweh showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters, the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statue and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, If you will diligently listen to the voice of Yahweh your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh that heals you. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. Exodus chapter 16. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, Would to God that we had died by the hand of Yahweh in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said Yahweh to Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, At evening, then you shall know that Yahweh has brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then you shall see the glory of Yahweh, for that he hears your murmurings against Yahweh. And what are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, This shall be when Yahweh shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. For that Yahweh hears your murmurings, which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Yahweh. And Moses spoke to Aaron, Say to all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before Yahweh, for he has heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of Yahweh appeared in the cloud. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, At evening you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am Yahweh your God. And it came to pass that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay had gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the grey frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna, for they knew not what it was. And Moses said to them, This is the bread which Yahweh has given you to eat. This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take you every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did measure it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, Let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they listened not to Moses, but some of them left it until the morning, and it bred worms and stunk, and Moses was angry with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun became hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said to them, This is that which Yahweh has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto Yahweh. Bake that which you will bake today, and boil what you will boil. And that which remains over, lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses commanded, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto Yahweh. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. And Yahweh said to Moses, How long refuse you to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that Yahweh has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Remain you every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof Manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And Moses said, this is the thing which Yahweh commands. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread with which I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said to Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein and lay it up before Yahweh to be kept for your generations. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years, until they came to a land uninhabited. They did eat manna until they came to the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is the tenth part of an ephah. Exodus chapter 17. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys, according to the commandment of Yahweh, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people did strive with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said to them, why strive you with me? Why do you tempt Yahweh? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, why is this that you have brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto Yahweh, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They are almost ready to stone me. And Yahweh said to Moses, go on before the people, and take with you of the elders of Israel, and your rod, with which you smote the river, take in your hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there upon the rock in Horeb, and you shall smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted Yahweh, saying, is Yahweh among us or not? Then came Amalek, and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, choose us out men, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur held up his hands, the one on the one side, the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua weakened Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And Yahweh said to Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar, and called the name of it Yahweh Nissi. For he said, because Yah has sworn that Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Exodus chapter 18. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel his people, and that Yahweh had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land. And the name of the other was Eleazar, for the God of my father, said he, was my help, and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife to Moses into the wilderness, where he encamped at the Mount of God. And he said to Moses, I, your father-in-law Jethro, have come to you and your wife and her two sons with her. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, and bowed down and kissed him, and they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that Yahweh had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the hardship that had come upon them by the way, and how Yahweh delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which Yahweh had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, Blessed be Yahweh, who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that Yahweh is greater than all gods, for in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. And Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. And it came to pass on the next day that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning to the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, What is this thing that you do to the people? Why sit you yourself alone, and all the people stand by you from morning unto evening? And Moses said to his father-in-law, Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a matter, they come to me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws. And Moses' father-in-law said to him, The thing that you do is not good. You will surely wear away, both you and this people that is with you, for this thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to perform it yourself alone. Listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel, and God shall be with you. Be you for the people before God, that you may bring the causes to God. And you shall teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, you shall provide out of all the people able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons, and it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for yourself, and they shall bear the burden with you. If you shall do this thing, and God commands you so, then you shall be able to endure, and all this people shall also go to their place in peace. So Moses listened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And he judged the people at all seasons, the hard causes they brought to Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land.